we're going to get back to Deborah here in a second. Uncle Kevin's here, and he has a story from the NFL. Just read that real quick, Kevin.
Brett Favre says Colin Kaepernick to be treated as a hero like Pat Tillman deserves to play in Hall of Fame. Quarterback Brett Favre compares Colin Kaepernick's larger-than-football legacy to the late Pat Tillman on Sunday. What
now,
a
the
reason
this is really important
status.
The really the why this is really important, the NFL, who is a New World Order organization all the way, so as you start to see this push, they're going to kneel coming
they
back.
They are. Yeah.
They're going to kneel. The commissioner already said it's going to be acceptable. One of the ways we can really hurt them is just not just quit watching
just
football.
Not watch it. Yeah, they're united. We have to be united against them. We're not going to take it.
At least in some ideological lines, we have to be united.
Yep.
And
that's one.
This will be one
shut it off. Don't buy the package. Hurt them financially.
Well, there you go. So I just want to make you aware of that, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, coming soon to a stadium near you.
And Kaepernick lost his job before he turned into an activist. He was on the bench because he couldn't play anymore.
It doesn't matter. Who cares? Yeah. Who cares? Who cares about it? It doesn't matter. Who cares? Right. Important article, though. Because the programming coming at these different sports venues. Getting back to Deborah, one of the things that I have said almost ad nauseum, especially lately, especially as this police discussion has come, when push comes to shove, ladies and gentlemen, the police department, as a department, they do not work for you and are not accountable to you. That is a fact. And it should become clear and clear without each passing day. They work for the city municipalities, the corporate structure, and when their interests interfere with the interests of the people, they will always side as a department. They will side with the municipality. The only thing they will buck the system about is maybe some union situations and defend police. That's the only thing I've seen on any kind of level. Obviously, your Uncle Jack is a good person. He's a good police officer and is able to do certain things on his level. But as a department, they do not work for you. I think this is key to us understanding even deeper things, Deborah Tavares.
Yes, well, that's absolutely the case. In fact, your cities, your city councils, your county board of supervisors, all of the agencies, all of the USGS, Bureau of Land Management, every single agency that you can think of, Army Corps of Engineers, they do not work for you. They are bringing in sustainable development requirements, which are death requirements and massive reduction of populations worldwide. Every policy.
Say that again, Deborah. They're bringing in what? What are they bringing in? Say this for people. This is very important.
Well, it is. Yeah, and we're going to talk about that right now. I was going somewhere else, but we'll go into that right now. It's most important for people to understand all the technologies that are being developed and created are for the use of bringing in global systems of sustainable development. What does sustainable development mean? Total lockdown and access of all rivers, lakes, and oceans. Lockdown of beachfronts, which we're now seeing with the lockdown in the various places that we're not allowed to go to, given the fact that we're going to spread something that is not spreadable. You can't get it. I can't get it. COVID is not a transmittal. It's inert. It's dead. And we're going to be posting on StopTheCrime.net a very important discussion on this and an opportunity.
How are people getting it? Since you bring that up, the second time you brought that up.
You're not getting it because it does not exist. And I'm going to leave it to the doctors to explain in greater detail other than it is not a virus that transmits. In fact, it's just not even what we're being told. Everything is a psyops.
See,
and again,
but
go
anyway,
to stopthecrime.net for more details. That should give you some peace of mind, knowing that you're not going to die of COVID. Again, COVID is the mask of massively turning on 5G and increasing the electromagnetic environment all around us. It's a highly combustible magnetic environment that we as biological systems do not survive in. And that's what COVID is a cover for. And so I want to move in, though, into what we just talked about, because all of the new technologies are being used for massive global control and massive reduction of populations. In fact, we're being told that any use of any resources that is beyond our vital needs are considered immoral. Now, I want to get into this quickly. I've done many videos on this, but again, the federal and state governments are not real. They're all privately owned corporations. They call themselves governments. And it's important to note that judges in our court systems are also all privately employed administrators called judges, and the law is nothing more than the corporate regulations called statutes. So we want to move into what we face. We've all been indoctrinated through expert programming and conditioning, through prejudice and patriotism. We have been indoctrinated. Certainly all of you realize that we've been issued valueless currency, phony fiat currency. Our gold was stolen, our silver, our taxes are being raised. This is the revenue vehicle on how they extort from all of us to move forward deadly programs to literally asset strip all of us. So our currency has been stolen. And how is all this possible, people might wonder? Well, the success of all of this and the private takeover of the corporate structure has always relied heavily upon the ability of the corporate controllers, identified as the chiefs of staff, politicians, bankers, judges, priests, and lawyers, to convince teachers, policemen, soldiers, and the general public of its authenticity. In other words, the corporate structure has deceived every branch of every service-orientated aspect, not only in the United States, but worldwide. And
Do you realize the two sentences you just put together, the profoundness? I don't know if our audience, I just have to stop you. The profoundness of the two sentences, they're relatively simple sentences, the profoundness in the statement you just said. That the controllers, which is defined, I tried to write them down, chiefs of staff, politicians, bankers, have convinced teachers, politicians, soldiers, and the people that they are legitimate, or that they're real. I can't remember your exact word. It's like, oh my God, that's the most profound thing I may have ever heard you say. It was unbelievable.
Well, that's the importance of everyone hearing and listening, and not closing your mind. I will say, Daniel, there was a time when I did not know any of this, and I closed my mind when I heard things like this discussed. And I did not realize the level of indoctrination that I was given through SKUEL, through programming, through the media. SKUEL. Certainly, we're going to talk about that in a moment, but it's most important to understand we're under mass attack on many, many fronts. And I think a question came up about, well, where do you go? Where do you move? Where do you live? What area is safe? That's the first thing that people are thinking about. And I will say that the two most valuable aspects of where you go is going to be dependent upon your security and your survival. So if you write security and survival at the top of the list of what you're hunting for and where you want to go, you're not going to want to be downhill of any reservoirs or dams. You're not going to want to be in an area where flooding is controlled by levees. You're going to want to be in an area that is on high ground, because we've learned that all the coastlines are under attack with requirements to relocate. It's called planned relocation. And I would certainly recommend that everybody look at the videos we have up on StopTheCrime.net, where we talk extensively about the technology that is being used to create coastal erosion. And these technologies, we discovered it in World War II. It was called the Blast Wave Accelerator. And had either one of those two bombs not detonated Japan, the United States in Auckland was going to use the Blast Wave Accelerator that they said would create a tsunami 33 feet in height. Interesting, 33s and 3s come up all the time to wipe out the low-lying coastal areas. This is why right now every branch of all military is either hardening up or they're relocating to higher ground. So that would mean you would want to consider relocating to higher ground as well. Where you want to be is not in the forest. The forests have been so saturated from decades and decades of overhead aerosol spraying assaults and, of course, all the heavy metals that are highly combustible. We watched all the fires here for the last 3 years in Northern California, and our trees are all dying by and large. And what do I mean by that? They've taken up in the root system. Think of it like plaque in our arteries. And the trees have heavy metals inside, underneath the cambium layer, which is the exterior of the trees. And the trees are burning from the inside out. That's what we're now noticing in the fires. So you do not want to think you're hiding in the forest somewhere, because you can easily be burned out. Now, if you are in the WUI, the Wildlands Urban Interface, you are in danger because those areas are being heavily targeted. They're considered sprawl and unsustainable.
Give us an idea of the WUI. Give us a general, you know, we're looking at the map of the United States. What's a general, how do we find out the WUI? What's a general, breakdown?
Right. What I would recommend, first of all, is for everyone to go down to your local building and or planning department and get your city growth boundary. It will show the boundary in which the city is encapsulated within. Anything outside of that city growth boundary is considered the wildlands urban interface. And Dr. Michael Kaufman has an excellent map that shows the amount of land within the United States that is considered off limits. And we never paid attention to that. It's called human access denied. If you go to stopthecrime.net, you can see that map. We reverse the colors so that people could easily see. But it's over 50% of the United States will be inaccessible permanently. The rest will be possible allowed access. They're certainly saying that they're eliminating all of the tribal reservations from that, but that's not true. We're rolling out 5G irrespective of any tribal agreements we have with the tribes. They're being certainly mind-controlled and mind-swiped with the plan to do that with the 5G. So we have to look at where you look to purchase, because if you think you're going to buy raw land and build, likely you're not going to be able to build. There's many, many constraints now against construction in the WUI. Number one, most people can't get insurance now because of the high fire rating, or the fact that climate change, they're saying, is going to impact us all so severely that we're going to, certainly because of us, in greenhouse gas emissions, we haven't decreased it enough that we're the cause for climate change. But what I want to do right now is read a couple of things that is most important for all of you to hear. Please hear me. This is most important because we're hearing a lot about the CDC, Center for Disease Control, more so than we ever have in our lives. So it's important to understand that the CDC is a private for-profit corporation, and they are doing business. The CDC is not, it's not a government health advocacy organization. So it has nothing to do with our health in the context that we are being led to believe that it does. Again, the CDC is a corporation. It is listed on Dun & Bradstreet and headquartered in the state of Georgia. And it has strong ties to the pharmaceutical industry. The CDC's recommendations are influenced by their fiscal health of their corporation, and they're doing business by creating vaccines. So now let's talk about your public health officer in your state or in your city or in your county. Your public health officers and those institutions are also private for-profit corporations, also doing business. All of our medical clinic records go to the state public health departments, which are also for-private corporations listed on Dun & Bradstreet, And they receive money and compensation from the CDC to perform their functions. So we have to conclude that the state public health department's recommendations and actions are also influenced by the fiscal health of their own corporation. So what I also discovered, which was very disheartening, is that not only the EPA, but the U.S. Public Health Service, has promoted the practice and endorsed the fluoridation of the U.S. water supply for over 70 years. That has been affecting 200 million Americans on public water systems today. So when you consider relocating, you do not want to be in a municipal public water supply system, because that right now is all being transitioned into wastewater treatment plants, where we will be re-drinking our excrement and our urine and the pharmaceuticals. I was looking to see the enormity of the amounts of money now being spent. They're saying these will be new jobs in the future, and that by re-drinking reused sewer water, that won't be affected by droughts, because we'll be able to produce enough drinking water through the wastewater treatment plants.
Deborah, so, when I was in elementary school, in the law of conservation of energy, they told us about the cycle. Water evaporates, it forms condensation, and then comes and precipitation. And it's just a perpetual cycle. I mean, this was like third, fourth grade. I don't even remember. This is elementary school. That water, water is not destroyed. Water is never destroyed. It's just reused and it comes back and what have you. I mean, am I wrong?
We were taught a lie about that, though, Daniel. We were taught that water comes from rain and snowmelt. At least that's what I was taught. I was not ever informed that water is a renewable and it continues to be created by the process of hydrogen and oxygen down below the mantle of the earth, and it comes up consistently in hot and cold springs. Wow. And geysers that spray up, etc. And you'll find out one of the reasons that Muammar Gaddafi in Libya was literally wiped off the map. Muammar was able to utilize primary water and certainly supply that through a vast underground network of plumbing, and serviced about 75% of some of the Libyan villages. And that was blown up during the war, and it sent Libya into an enormous humanitarian crisis. But I want to get into this document
Hold on one more. The reason I stopped you, because we got about 3 or 4 minutes, so I kind of want to wait to the other side, so I don't want you to get interrupted. Let me ask you another question before the break, and then let's get to this on that, so you're completely uninterrupted. I'm listening to you. Our audience is listening to you. We've heard some of this information. Your ability to break this down and the documentation behind it is really unparalleled. Okay, if I'm listening, I'm putting this together, and the plans that you are outlining, at some point there will be a push comes to shove clash that Americans is going to be like, wait a damn minute. I mean, we're just not going to do this. This is it. I mean, they're going to die on that wall or on that ridge or what have you. Americans at some point are going to say no more. Am I wrong or am I naive? What?
Okay, I think it needs to be reformatted. Some Americans will fight.
Sure, sure.
Sadly, the majority of the Americans are already so severely mind controlled and under the propaganda machine and through the media, which is a propaganda machine. We are being hit with high levels of psychological warfare through the media. And we were told it repeatedly in documents that it would be serious psy war and collateral damage and exploitation through the media. And that's what we have now. And so what we also have at the same time is mind control through the use of frequencies. That's why at the very beginning of the show, I said, everybody, please turn off your electronics. Be in a safe home. If you don't have to have a smart meter, if you relocate to an area that doesn't require smart meters, that would be one possible suggestion, or go off-grid completely. And if you go off-grid completely, then that would mean that you have a well. That would mean that you get solar, but you use the silicon salt batteries.
Solar. Yeah.
Yeah, it would not be the conventional solar system that the government is certainly advocating worldwide.
So you're saying, in your mind's eye, you're seeing, I'm overgeneralizing here, but basically Christians who believe in the Bill of Rights and guns are the ones who are going to end up fighting. Is that basically what you see?
Possibly. I don't think people realize that will be the first level of a battle, to watch us kill one another, because our guns are literally we can't use those as a form of a weapon only other than against ourselves, because the type of weapon systems where they can use a directed energy weapon from miles away and take out a specific person, and they do, and they have, and they're doing it constantly, is the kinds of weapons that we face with our guns. It would be like the invasion of the founders of this country, where they literally killed off the Indians, mass genocide, and the cover-up of smallpox blankets just a cover-up for the decimation of the tribes that didn't, they had bow and arrows. They came in with guns. Well, we have essentially bows and arrows called guns, and they're going to be coming in with directed energy weapons. So we'll be able to certainly potentially control some of the Mad Max behavior that's now being intentionally created on our streets, as the police are now being instructed to hold back. We're going to see that we're going to soon have the mafia and the drug controllers controlling and policing our streets. There has already been a tremendous amount of that occurring for a very long time anyway.
Okay, let me ask you, last question, we're about to go to break. When you were young and going to school, did they tell you the story about George Washington being shot at by the Indians, and he didn't die, and he had holes in his suit, and he lived, and then he came to be a great general? Did they tell you that story in school when you were young?
I really don't recall that.
I just wonder.
I was extremely bored in school. And
join the club. We're on the break.
I was very bored.
We'll get to the other side. We'll get to this document and some other solutions with the one and only Deborah Damaris.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com.
That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores all love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
PowerMall.com. We really appreciate your support. There's great products there. Now more than ever, you know, independence, the spirit of independence, the American spirit, that there's a spark inside you and that you are in control of your destiny and your relationship with your creator. That is the antidote to the New World Order. And health is a big part of that. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. And now more than ever, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. The price of freedom is eternal vigilance. And one of the tools that you have is the Power Mall. Thank you for your support. Buy from the good guys, as Joyce always says. Kind of, it is our tagline. Not kind of. Our tagline, the Power Mall, buy from the good guys. Please support us, not Amazon or other places, because it allows us to bring people like Deborah into your home. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Getting back to Deborah, I know we pushed back this document that you want to talk about. Talk about the document, and then I'm going to ask you about H.R. 666. So go ahead with the document.
I want to encourage everyone, again, to go to StopTheCrime.net. Go to our YouTube video channel and look at the YouTubes that we entitled COVID, and one of the most recent ones is COVID is a Trojan Horse of Lies and Deception. And that is also the discussion of a specific document. It is the Rockefeller Foundation National COVID-19 Testing Action Plan. This is absolutely diabolical, and all of you must know what's in this 27-page plan, because it is a plan that is being rolled out, and you can see it being rolled out. So you can listen to me talking about it on StopTheCrime.net, again, the YouTube video channel. Prior to that plan being rolled out, I discussed the initial plan, and it is entitled on our website, COVID Lockdown, Global Bankruptcy, a Plan. You need to understand the enormity of the plans under this COVID psyops, particularly when you realize you don't get it. Now, whether they come on with some type of bioweapon that really is a killer is yet to be seen. In the second wave, we don't know. But right now, we do know that COVID...
That was my thought. See, that was my thought.
But I won't go into that because that is, you know, we don't know. But what we do know is what we know right now. And so with that, I want to go over this COVID-19 recovery plan and how they're telling us this can be the vaccine for climate change. Now, we need to understand climate change is weather weapons. It's the use of a broad-based weapons system. and it has been in place for since the 40s, maybe even earlier. And I can only tell you that when they say climate deniers, you must retort by saying weather weapon deniers. Because our kids, sadly, have now graduated or been indoctrinated into believing that it is climate change. There's just simply too many people using too much stuff. And, of course, those are all feeding into the genocide plans, the reduction of populations worldwide. And the kids are literally so socially engineered right now that they're believing that they may only have, you know, 9-10 more years left on this planet because we've decimated it for them. There's nothing left for them. So while parents were working and creating more wealth individually buying stuff, they were sending their children to child care facilities that were teaching them nothing but lies. Sadly, many of these kids now are becoming extremely emotionally disturbed, more suicides amongst kids as they get out of school. Reality isn't stocking up as they have been told. And the truth of the matter is they are also becoming much more dangerous for learning and knowing the reality. And I want to say,
dangerous meaning they're turning out to be little socialists and now they're tearing down statues, or what do you mean dangerous?
Well, they believe that climate change is simply too many people
so
using
now they're
too
aggressive.
Much stuff.
They
don't understand that it's weather weapons. They need to understand that. It's up to all of you that are listening to understand it for yourself and then teach it far and wide. So when you wonder what can you do, you can do by passing information. So now let's get into what we're now being told, how COVID is going to be utilized to massively bring in all the climate change policies. And we're going to talk about what these policies are. They talk about that the positive benefits of the COVID pandemic has shown the controllers that bringing in climate change more rapidly is possible. And they're saying that now they will be able to reshape human existence for generations to come. That's what's happening. And they're saying that the policies and decision makers now need to focus on and to build the future we all need. So that's fewer people. That is UN Agenda 21, UN Agenda 2030, whatever agendas you want to refer to, the Sustainable Development Agenda. All of these agendas, by the way, have been already adopted in your cities by your corporate agencies that run your cities through your mayors, through your city councils and your county board of supervisors. I encourage each and every one of you that is listening to type in the name of your state or a large city in your state on your search bar, followed by climate action plans. You will find out. And you can also type in emergency climate resolutions, and that's what we're going to be talking about right now, because what they're saying is that COVID-19 they say in this document, COVID-19 was not just a predictable crisis, it was predicted. And they're saying it was predicted by climate change, because they're saying that climate change is exacerbating all the types of viruses and the other biologicals that they're going to be using on us.
You know how ridiculous that is? You know how just stupid that is? What moron would even think that? Oh, because of climate change that made the lady bite a bat, or if it was man-made. So it's a man-made. We know it's a man-made virus. Anybody with any sense. So climate change made it man-made? So climate change made it. It's stupid.
Well, sadly, Daniel, most people are not understanding that, and that is the horror of our time, is the narrow understanding of our reality. But
should I be as angry as I am? I have my patience level for people and saying this stupid nonsense. See, I'm about to, for 4th of July, I'm going to see more in-laws. And I just know one of them is going to come across with some stupid comment, and I'm just going to say, "Are you a moron?" And I could just see where this is going from there. I want to say this,
and this is an important point to make right now, because I have been in those circumstances myself. and they're very painful circumstances to suddenly see how our families can be easily torn apart by people that are not understanding reality. We have to go forward right now in right conduct every single day, and I always like to say we have to love the ones we love the most even more. And that can be very hard because we don't want to cast out our family members. We need to try to continue to have a relationship because, remember, isolation is part of the chaos now being injected into families and more rapidly than we realize. And I'm going to throw this in because this is an enormous concern. Certainly with single mothers and single dads that share children, and that are not geographically near one another, as they are identified as having COVID, and they will, because COVID does not exist, and so it's all false positives, particularly when it's a single parent with a younger child. Those children will be taken away by CPS and put into foster care while their parents are recovering from COVID. Now, what we know is that many children are never found again when they're picked up by CPS. I've talked to many mothers.
How are they
going to
get tested? How are they going to get tested and prove? Are they going to go door to door?
It's through the TRACE Act. It's through H.R. 666, and we're seeing that roll out in the plans where they're already telling us in the plans that they will be hiring between 40 and they will be paying between $40,000 and $65,000 for COVID testers, and that they're going to employ many unemployed people, which is a new job creation, because we're all going to need to be continually tested, because we can test negative one day. Again, there's no reason to be tested. We don't get COVID. But we have to be tested minimally every 2 weeks.
All right, let me summarize. So 50 million people just got unemployed. Some of them are going to come back to work. They have no job. They have nothing to do. Well, the government's got a job for them. Go around basically being a 2020s version of the brown shirts and reporting and testing on everybody who walks and being little Nazis. Basically, that's what you just said.
Well, they're going to also be issuing certificates of compliance as to whether or not you can travel. Whether or not you're even able to go back to work. So the reason that people will be tested, the reason that people will likely get the vaccine, which is, again, full of hydrogel and other human-altering realities, is because their jobs are going to be tied to whether or not they comply. And that is truly what we face. But I want to go over this document.
Hold on. You're telling me, and I believe you, and I know your research. I'm not questioning you at all, Deborah. But what you're saying is they're going to go house to house or some in your job or somehow there's going to be a nexus where they're going to grab you, test you, and if you don't comply, they're going to take your children and you're going to basically be swept out of society. I just cannot see that going just smooth like they think it's going to go.
Well, it's not quite the way you said it, but what there will be is likely roadblocks that have already been occurring, like DUI stops, where they're testing for COVID. You pull into that, and they want to test you. You won't be able to travel forward if you're not agreeing to be tested.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I've been screaming about for how many years. Look, do we have a Bill of Rights or do we not? And people want to say, well, these damn police do not work for you. They violate their oath every day. They're an army sitting up here to enforce all this to put you in a pen. The Bill of Rights.
No, to actually kill most of us and to steal our children.
It's worth more than your life, ladies and gentlemen. And you're not going to see it until it's too late. And it's worth you to enforce it. Every person you talk to, you should be spitting fire right now. Because your whole existence is on the line. I don't mean to get... Go ahead, Deborah. You're getting me
fired
up.
Well, I understand your frustration and your anger. And we're facing the jaws of death, as I like to put it. And very few people are really feeling what you're feeling, and I know what I'm feeling and many others are feeling, but COVID, again, is a cover. It's a cover for increased frequencies that will kill us. It will kill us. And it is also a cover to move in climate change, and climate change is the reduction of all resources and the inability to access water and electricity and food. We'll have ration cards, and everything will be on a social credit scoring system, and there will be body implants and wearables that will be all part of the data collection that is being amassed right now.
See, this is why what you're saying is so key. And this is why I don't want – see, I'm getting more aggressive, ladies, and I know my audience, I'm getting emails. I'm getting more aggressive because don't you see it? And that's why I – please do not send me another email defending police. Please.
Okay, so now let's talk about this, Daniel, because in this the World Bank is talking about the American dream is over, and the Rockefeller document is talking about that too. We're being put out of business. Our lifestyles as we have lived them are now being radically changed, and we're going to see that more and more. The intention is to put us back into a lifestyle of the year 1750, the mid-1750s, to reduce climate change and greenhouse gas emissions and CO2. And that's exactly what it says
this in the documents. Make this clear for the audience. This is what this is not your speculation. This is what their plan says. Please explain that.
Well, again, I have videos where I go in great detail on that. What I'm really hoping to do right now is to really note what is being taken from us right now through the guise of COVID, because we need to understand that we're going to see millions and millions of people being driven into extreme poverty and becoming homeless, and we're seeing that now. That is the plan. We're seeing property owners and land owners now having to carry the load of tenants that cannot pay rent, and so the government is creating opportunities for homeowners to have tax credits by not collecting rent from their tenants and then using tax credits to deflect some of their taxes, and that they can even sell those tax credits. That's right now in the California legislature to pass that. They're collapsing all ownership. Now, you must understand that is a requirement for equalizing and creating social justice and equality.
Social justice, ladies and gentlemen, what is the definition of social justice? Just Google it. All these people on TV, these Black Lives Matters, and they're looking down their nose at you and lecturing you. Go look at the definition, the equal distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges. What does that mean? That means they're going to take all your money. Go ahead.
Well, absolutely, and they're doing that now. We're seeing people being asset stripped now, and that is the plan. And most people are not noticing because this seemed to have come on so quickly. But let's talk about what we're also being told. They're saying that there will be massive increases in climate change events, and they'll cascade in disasters. And they talk about, in the case of COVID-19, they'll talk about health impacts won't stop at infection itself, but it will be amplified by broad economic and social fallout, which we're seeing right now. And then they talk about how even just last year in 2019, on top of COVID, we witnessed devastating heat waves in Europe and unprecedented wildfires in Australia, thousands of deaths due to a cyclone off the southwestern coast of Africa, and a host of other extreme weather events. Again, they're using weather events to target us. It is a weaponized warfare of targeting us with the weather. And they said that 2020 will deliver similar shocks to societies now handicapped by the economic impacts of the pandemic. So it's a non-pandemic, and we're going to have massive more shocks. They say with stretched emergency management capabilities and depleted health systems, and they say over longer time frames, COVID-19 will have, I want you to hear that, over longer time frames, COVID-19 will have serious physical and mental health consequences, though its effects on the global economy will increase by massive climate effects. And they talk about that it will have effects on our food systems. We know food is being eliminated. It is being now transitioned into GMO or biofood supplies, and there will not be enough
Burger
food.
Burger King, the Impossible Burger, now they got Impossible Breakfast. All that is some GMO soy-based non-meat product.
Poison in between a poisonous bun.
To back up what you said, hold on, Deborah. The Walmart in my town, not only is meat short, now other stuff is starting to get short on the shelves. I mean, it's starting to look like Cuba. Anyway, to back up what you're saying, go ahead.
Absolutely, and I've talked about Cuba many times because we were there, and it was a decimated society that is literally fostered by the United States, the CIA, and the Vatican, and it was a horrific place. It is a prison island, but I won't continue with that right now. They're talking about how climate change will generate events that will escalate and proliferate from multiple breadbasket failures to climate-induced conflicts and refugee crises. We're already seeing all of that. COVID-19, they're saying, is in many ways unprecedented, but climate change threatens to produce shocks of greater magnitude. You're being told, all of you listening right now, that COVID is not our problem, that the climate change threats will produce shocks of greater magnitude that play out over longer time frames. And they say, as highlighted in the IPCC special report, which is the global warming to reduce by 1.5 degrees Celsius, they are creating the heat. They are turning it up if we do not comply. They're heating the oceans. They're heating our rivers. They're heating our ponds. They're killing the fish by taking out the oxygen out of the water supply. They go on to tell us that without sufficient action, the long-term impacts of the climate crisis on health and the economy will play out year after year. And they go on to say, for example, heat itself may cost the global economies more than $2 trillion by 2030, with losses in some countries of 6% GDP and more. The WHO. Now, I want you to think of the WHO. The WHO is part of this demonic structure that's put in place. I want you to think of the owl of Moloch. Owls go hoo-hoo. So think about the WHO as an owl of Moloch bringing in massive genocide, because that's what it is. Because they say here in this document, the WHO warns that air pollution from sources that also contribute significantly to climate crisis will cost $2.9 trillion in short order. They also talk about the intersection of COVID-19 and climate is a complex intersection, but the factors that will cause climate change are worsening and becoming more significant than even the pandemic. So I want you to settle on what you just heard said in this document. Climate crises will become more severe than the severity of what we're already experiencing with the pandemic. They say that the pandemic response has led to cleaner air during the crisis, and they say that it has avoided 11,000 deaths in Europe because of cleaner air. And globally, greenhouse gas emissions are projected to fall by 5.5% per year. Now, remember, all of this is false science, and I like to say PFA figures, plucked from air figures.
Let me finish this because it's just one sentence, and you got to hear this.
Okay, so they're talking about how we're already reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 5.5% because of the stay-at-home orders and the confinement of billions of people and the corresponding economic jolt. Excuse me, no economy is much working at all. And they say, though, that yet even this measured and massive reduction would not yield a trajectory to limit global warming to 1.5%, according to the latest science. This science now tells us that it would require 7.6% reduction per year. The transformations required are truly colossal. So if we won't even get to 7.6% reduction per year as in the status quo, and they're telling us we're going to have massive, massive weaponized weather events. They call it climate change. And they're threatening us with massive weather events. This is important to understand. And they're talking about that COVID-19 has led to experiments at all scales. Listen, I will tell you, experimentation is over. These were well planned way in advance. And it says it's changed the way people live, work, and move. Their relationships with government, of course, we know bigger government, for our safety and employment. And in some cases, the COVID has accelerated existing trends. COVID was put in place to accelerate all the trends. And to name a few, they say remote working has become the norm. More consumer purchasing has moved online. Cities are experimenting with converting streets to accommodate walking and cycling. And international travel has virtually ceased. They do not want us traveling because the use of traveling creates too much greenhouse gas emissions. But they say more than 700 companies and corporations globally have signed a host of open letters to the world leaders calling on them to ensure that economic stimulus packages tackle both the impacts of the coronavirus and the ongoing climate crisis. They're going to spend money and create more climate crisis while we have to social distance at places where we have to retreat from fires. And they're already telling us that here in California right now, Daniel, that the evacuation sites will be under COVID orders.
There's the music. Todd, we're going to run. Let's run in that one more minute. So I don't know what you got to do. Run one more minute with Deborah. Deborah, stopthecrime.net. Everybody check it out. Her YouTube channel. Very important information. Take about a minute, Deborah. Again, for somebody who's listening, they're looking to relocate. What are the prime things they should look for? What are the prime things they should do? Take about 1 minute so people know this clearly.
Okay, so for those of you that are scared, you should be, but you need to take control of your fear and take action. So some actions might be for those of you that are considering relocating. Certainly you want to be out of the the city growth boundaries, which are the cities. Those are going to be massively impacted by lawlessness. We know that. We know that the cities are going bankrupt, so we know that many services will not be funded, such as sewer. And so we're going to have lots of sewer backups. Cities are going to be wretchedly horrific, stinky places to live. But not to worry, they'll gather up all that sewerage and treat it in the wastewater treatment plants. So you don't want to be living near a wastewater treatment plant. You do not want to be living in any low-lying areas like lagoon areas, where those areas can be easily flooded out by an atmospheric river. We experienced that here in Northern California, caused the overflowing of the Laguna. The fire that we had here in 2019, okay. October.
Todd tells us we have to go. We have to go. I'm sorry, Deborah. We got to go.
Okay, so,
We have to go. We'll talk about this more. God bless everybody. Have a great week. Happy, healthy, successful, free. It's up to you. Stay together. Pray. God bless you, Deborah. Thank you.
ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from ThePowerMall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.